How do your students, say people who weren't old enough to really be aware of what's going on in the Vietnam War, or maybe weren't even born yet, how do they react to these Vietnam songs?
John, I've taught this course for the last five falls at the University of Wisconsin. Half of them are freshmen. So they're 18, 19 years old. You can imagine this past year, they were born in 92 and 93. They get this music. This could be the Peloponnesian Wars as far as they're concerned, because it is so distant. And there aren't a whole lot of connections with parents or grandparents. But they know this music. It's kind of startling. Hugo probably realizes this better than I do, but it's always sort of surprised me how much these kids know this music. It gets them into the subject matter in ways that are interesting and different. We begin and end every class with a different song and talk about what that song maybe meant at the time it was out to the artist that sang it or the songwriter that wrote it, and to the audience that heard it, but then also to the soldier who was in Vietnam or came back from Vietnam. And it works in large part because young people today love this music, and that helps them to get into the rest of the subject.
I've approached it in a different way, but with similar results. I'm more of a historian. I've never played an entire song, and so the music really is to introduce an individual, a concept, a topic. I'll play 35 seconds, a minute and a half, to get people interested in or to make them aware of a historical place, battle. It can be any of those, and the music then serves as the introduction to kind of get their attention. Interestingly, one of the more recent times that I gave a presentation was at my own high school, 53 years after I graduated. While it was difficult to read their reactions as I was presenting, I stayed afterwards and talked to some of the instructors, and one of the pieces of feedback I received was that this was the first time he had seen his class sit through a presentation for an hour without once texting or pulling out a cell phone. He said, "You had their attention like nobody else has had their attention." For me, it's not the subject matter per se. It is a tool for getting discussions going.
You can sort of bring back a lost world in a way with the music and the photographs. That world is not that far away, and there's a lot of documentation of it visually as well as musically.
Mm-hmm. I began the presentation by asking how many students in the audience personally knew someone who had been in Iraq or Afghanistan, because one of my purposes was to make them aware that war is not a nice thing. So there are songs about napalm and songs about atrocities, and there are songs about dying, that war is not a video game. It's not as if they're looking at their own video screen and playing what I would consider very warlike games, but without any repercussions.